cheapest power?
Yeah. The percentage of our electricity that's generated by coal has been dropping every year. And that's not because all of the power companies are wanting to jump on a Green New Deal. It's because coal is more expensive. And clean coal is great. It gets talked about a lot, but it doesn't actually exist anywhere. And so there's a lot of research projects and things working on it, but it's not there yet. And coal is just more expensive. And as Professor Vetter said, the cheapest form of electricity per levelized cost, you know, per kilowatt hour is solar in the southwestern United States. And that's utility scale wind everywhere else, like here.
Is that because you don't have to mine it? It's just the air and the sun is already out there, right?
The fuel is always free, and that's for life. There's also a lot of externalities that don't get counted into that. I like to say that no one has ever been trapped in a wind mine. And no wildlife has ever been damaged by a solar spill. In fact, a spill of sunlight is just a nice day.
Well, you do get those birds getting killed by those windmills, though.
You know, there are some birds, and there is. It's important not to, say, put a wind farm in a migratory bird path. But the number of birds that are actually killed by wind turbines is surprisingly small, and it is completely dwarfed by the number that are killed by house cats and picture windows. In fact, my window at my house kills about a dozen birds every summer. And in the now 20 years we've had a wind turbine up on the hill, the university, we have found one bat that was under the wind turbine. It may not have been killed by the wind turbine, but we've only found one dead bat. So my cat, or I should say my wife's cat, and my picture window has killed way, way more birds than the wind turbines.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add, maybe to kind of wrap up the discussion here? Maybe on any legislative things on the horizon, or any other things you want to touch on?
If I may say that, I am excited about the result of the conversations that we had here today in the Morris area with Stevens County and with the school district, and also with the University of Minnesota Morris, and with West Rock. It's all about how do we move forward on this energy and sustainability transition in the way that makes sense here. So I'm thinking you can expect to see a new crop of German engineering interns here in the summer. Mm-hmm. I hope you talk to them and find out what they are passionate about. This past year, all of the ones that you had here, it was their first time in the United States.
That's right.
And I can just tell you that they love this place. They've all become real fans of Morris, and it's been such a gift to them to have this experience. And I want to thank everybody who has interacted with them and the community for the way you welcomed them and engaged with them. So they are friends, your friends for life, and Morris has a special place in their hearts.
Yeah.
And one of our students made a movie, and the title was An Experience of a Lifetime, which he had here in Morris. That's a fantastic movie. And we are planning now to intensify the relationship between Morris and Sabeck. So we are planning for the year 2027 an exchange. That means we would like to invite young people from Morris to Sabeck to have an international youth summer academy in July 2027. And this is what we were talking about today. And I think this is the first announcement of this event coming up in nearly 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be an exciting project. And so as we have said, when you see the German interns next summer in Willy's buying groceries or downtown someplace, say hi and find out what they're working on, because they're a great addition to our community. They've done a lot of great work that's helped us out. And they love the community of Morris.
Very good. All right. That's Eric Buchanan, Dr. Sabina Engel, and Dr. Christoph Vetter. Thank you so much for being with us once again here on the KMRS Community Connection.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Thank you very much.